This is the Sakar Merli of the 29th of August, 2025. Essence, sweet children, for your own safety, always protect yourself from the claws of Maya, the vices. Never become body conscious. Question. What main teachings does the Father give all of you children so that you can become charitable souls? Answer. Baba says, children, in order to become charitable souls, 1. Constantly continue to follow Srimat. Never become careless about the pilgrimage of remembrance. 2. Make full effort to become soul conscious and gain victory over lust, the greatest enemy. This is the time to become a charitable soul and to leave this land of sorrow and go across to that land of happiness. Om Shanti. It is the Father who questions you children every day. You wouldn't say that Shiv Baba has small children. Souls exist eternally. The Father also exists eternally. It is only at this time, when both Bap and Dada exist, that the children have to be looked after. There are so many of you children who have to be looked after. He has to keep an account of each one. Just as a physical father is concerned and feels it would be good if his children also became part of this Brahmin clan, so I too feel that my children should become pure and go to the pure world. I don't want my children to be swept down into Maya's old gutter. The unlimited father is concerned about his children. There are so many centres. He knows which children he has to send where for their safety. Nowadays, it is very difficult to remain safe. There isn't any safety in the world. In heaven, everyone is safe. Here, no one is safe. They become trapped somewhere or other in the claws of Maya, the vices. You souls are now being given these teachings. It is here that you have the company of truth. You have to leave this land of sorrow and go across to that land of happiness. You children now understand what that land of sorrow is and what that land of happiness is. At this time, it truly is a land of sorrow. We have committed a lot of sins here, whereas when we are there, we will be charitable souls. We now have to become charitable souls. Each of you knows the history and geography of your 84 births. No one in the world knows their history and geography of 84 births. The Father has now come and explained your biographies to you. You now understand that you have to become fully charitable souls by staying on the pilgrimage of remembrance. It is by being careless in this that you are deceived a great deal. The Father says, it is not good to be careless at this time. You have to follow Srimat. In that too, the main thing that Baba says is first, stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. And second, conquer lust, the greatest enemy. Everyone calls out to the Father because souls receive their inheritance of peace and happiness from him. Previously, when you were body conscious, you didn't know anything. You children are now being made soul conscious. new ones have to be given the introduction of, firstly, their limited fathers, and secondly, the unlimited father. From the unlimited father, you receive heaven as your fortune. From your limited fathers, you receive hell as your fortune. When a child grows up, he has a right to property. When he develops understanding, he gradually becomes influenced by Maya. All of those customs and systems belong to Ravan's kingdom, this vicious world. You children know that this world is now to change. This old world is now to be destroyed. Destruction is only mentioned in the Gita. There is no mention of the Mahabharata war, the Great War, in any other scripture. This is the most elevated confluence age of the Gita. The age of the Gita means the establishment of the original, eternal deity religion. The Gita is the scripture of the deity religion. So this is the age of the Gita, when the new world is being established. Human beings have to change. They have to change from ordinary human beings into deities. Human beings with divine virtues are definitely needed for the new world. No one in the world knows these things. They have made the duration of the cycle very long. The father is now explaining to you children, and you understand that Baba truly is teaching you. Sri Krishna can never be called the father, teacher or guru. If Sri Krishna were the teacher, from whom did he learn? He cannot be called the ocean of knowledge. You children now have to explain to eminent people. Get together and discuss how service can expand. How can service become fast? Then they will understand that the Brahma Kumaris, for whom they create so much trouble, are in fact right. The rest of the world is false, and this is why they continue to rock the boat of truth. Storms do come, do they not? You are the boats that go across. You understand that you have to go across from this world of Maya. The first storm is of body consciousness. That is the worst storm of all. It is that vice that has made everyone impure. That is why the father says, lust is the greatest enemy. It is a very forceful storm. Still, some have conquered it. Others, who live at home with their families, are still trying to protect themselves from it. It is very easy for Kumars and Kumaris. This is why the name Kaniya, Lord of the Kumaris, is mentioned. So many Kumaris must definitely belong to Shiv Baba. Sri Krishna was a bodily being. He couldn't have had so many Kumaris. You are now being made into queens through this study. Purity is the principal thing required for this. Look at yourself and check that your chart of remembrance is good. Baba receives the charts of the children. Some have 2 or 3 hours of remembrance, and some have 5 hours. Some don't write it at all. They remember him very little. Not everyone's pilgrimage can be the same. There will still be many more children to come. Each one of you has to check your chart and see to what extent you will be able to claim a status. To what extent do you have the happiness of that? Since you now belong to the highest on high Father, Why should you not be constantly happy? According to the drama, you have performed a lot of devotion. The Father has now come to give the devotees their fruit. Sinful acts continue to be performed in Ravan's kingdom. You were making effort to go to the Satipatthana world. Those who don't make full effort will go into the Sato stage. Not everyone will take as much of this knowledge. Everyone definitely has to receive the message wherever they are. This is why you have to go to every corner. This mission must also go abroad. Here there are missions of Buddhists and Christians who come to convert people of other religions into their religions. You explain that we originally belonged to the deity religion and that we now belong to the Hindu religion. Generally, those of the Hindu religion will come to you. Among them too, it will be the worshippers of Shiva and those who worship the deities who come. Baba has told you to serve the kings. Mostly they are worshippers of the deities. They have temples in their homes. You have to benefit them too. Consider yourselves to have come here with the Father from that faraway land. The Father has come to establish a new world. You are also doing that. Those who establish it will also sustain it. You should have the intoxication inside you that you have come here with Shiv Baba to establish the deity kingdom, to make the whole world into heaven. One is amazed at what people continue to do in this world. Look how they worship. During the Navratri, Nine Nights Festival of the Goddesses, they worship the goddesses. Since there is the night, there must also be the day. You have a song. What wonder did you see? They make clay images and decorate them and worship them. Their hearts become so attached to those images that when they go to sink them, they cry. When a person has died, they take the body to a river and sink it while chanting God's name. Many go there. Those rivers exist eternally. You know that dancing, etc., used to take place on the banks of the river Jamuna. There will be huge palaces there. You will go and build them there. When someone is to pass an important examination, his intellect plans how he will have a house built after he passes his examination. You children also have to remain aware that you are becoming deities, that you are now to go to your home. You should be happy remembering your home. When someone is returning from his travels, he becomes very happy because he is going home to where he took birth. The home of you souls is the incorporeal world. There is so much happiness. Human beings do so much devotion in order to attain liberation. However, no one has such a part in the drama that he can return home yet. You know that they definitely have to play their parts for half a cycle. Our 84 births are now coming to an end. We now have to return home and we will then enter our kingdom. Simply remember your home and your kingdom. While sitting here, some people remember their factories, etc. For instance, look at Birla. He has so many factories. he would be concerned about all of them throughout the day. If you were to tell him to remember Baba, he would have so many obstructions. He would repeatedly remember his business. It is easier for the mothers and even more easy for the Kumaris. Die a living death and forget this whole world. When you consider yourselves to be souls and belong to Shiv Baba, it is called dying alive. Renounce your bodies and all bodily relations. Consider yourselves to be souls and belong to Shiv Baba. Continue to remember Shiv Baba, because there is a huge burden of sin on your heads. You all have the desire to die alive and belong to Shiv Baba. There should be no consciousness of bodies. We came bodiless, and we have to return bodiless. We now belong to the Father. Therefore, we must not remember anyone but the Father. If that were to happen soon, the war would also take place soon. Shiv Baba tells us so often that we belong to him. We are residents of that place. Here there is so much sorrow. This is now the final birth. The Father has told you that when you were Satipratthana, there were no others. You were so wealthy. Money at this time is like shells. It is worth nothing, just shells. All of it is for temporary happiness. The Father has told you that when you donated a lot in the past and performed a lot of charity, you received a lot of wealth, and you donated that too. However, that was only for one birth. Here you become wealthy for many births. Here, the more important one is, the more sorrow there is. Those who have a lot of wealth are very much trapped. They can never come and stay here. Only ordinary poor ones surrender themselves. Wealthy ones never do that. The money they earn is for their grandchildren in order to keep their clan going. They themselves would not come into that same home. The grandchildren who performed good acts previously would come, just as those who make many donations become kings, however they are not healthy. So what if they rule a kingdom? They still don't have imperishable happiness. Here, there are many types of sorrow at every step. There, all of this sorrow will be removed. People call out to the Father, "Remove our sorrow." You understand that all your sorrow is to be removed. Simply continue to remember the Father. You can't receive this inheritance from anyone but the Father. The Father removes all of the sorrow from this whole world. At this time, even animals experience so much sorrow. This is a world of sorrow. Sorrow is continually increasing, and souls are continuing to become Tamopratam. We are now at the confluence age, whereas everyone else is in the Iron Age. This is the most elevated confluence age. Baba is making us into the most elevated human beings. Even by remembering this much, you can remain happy. God is teaching us and making us into the masters of the world. At least remember this much. By studying his teachings, His children should become gods and goddesses. God is the bestower of happiness. So how do you receive sorrow? The father sits here and explains this. Why are God's children experiencing sorrow? God is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. People definitely must be experiencing sorrow, for that is why they sing his praise. You know that the Father is teaching you Raj Yoga. You are making effort. There cannot be any doubt about this. You, Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, are studying Raj Yoga. You are not telling lies. When someone has doubts, explain to him, this is a study. Destruction is in front of you. We are Brahmins, the top knot of the confluence age. Prajapita Brahma is here. Therefore, there will definitely also be Brahmins here. This has also been explained to you, and that is why you have faith. However, the main thing is the pilgrimage of remembrance, and it is in this that there are obstacles. Continue to examine your charts and see to what extent you remember Baba and to what extent your mercury of happiness rises. You should be happy inside that you are now holding the hand of the master of the garden, the purifier. You shake hands with Shiv Baba through Brahma Baba. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Remember your home and kingdom, and maintain limitless happiness. Constantly remember that your journey is now coming to an end. We are now to go home and will then return to our kingdom. 2. You shake hands with Shiv Baba through Brahma Baba. That master of the garden is making you pure from impure. Through this study, you are becoming the queens of heaven. Keep this happiness inside you. Blessing. May you be constantly victorious and attain 3 medals of victory. In order to claim a number in the Rosary of Victory, first of all, gain victory over yourself. Then gain victory over all others. Then victory over matter. When you have attained these 3 medals, you will then be able to become a bead of the Rosary of Victory. To gain victory over yourself means to transform your wasteful intentions and nature with your elevated intentions and good wishes. Those who gain victory over themselves in this way are also able to gain victory over others. To gain victory over matter means to triumph over the atmosphere, vibrations, and problems of physical matter. Slogan. Those who completely rule their physical organs are the true Rajyogis. Aviat signals. In order to be an easy yogi, become experienced in God's love. Along with this knowledge, you children have also received true spiritual love. And it is this spiritual love that has made you belong to God. Each child receives double love, firstly from the Father, and secondly from the Divine Family. The experience of love has made you into true moths. This love works like a magnet that makes souls ready to listen and die. The children who die alive at the confluence age go to heaven. Om Shanti.